Yo, hey, it's Sean Mack, Mix 94.7, Sean Mack's Backstage Pass, Thursday edition, September the 26th, the year 2019. Hopefully you had a wonderful day today. In case you have never joined us, welcome to this new endeavor, fairly new. We've been doing it for a couple weeks. This is called the Backstage Pass. Basically, we get to elaborate a little bit on stuff that we talked about on the radio as I'm on weekdays from 3 to 7, playing mostly music, though, not as much yapping. So maybe that'll be the motto of this show. More yapping, less music. Hey, tomorrow is Friday, so don't forget, four more opportunities for you to try and qualify for these wristbands for ACL for both weekends, a pair of wristbands. We're going to do another pair tomorrow, 7 a.m., noon, 3 and 5, four different opportunities to qualify. Give you that code word, number to text it to. You text it in. You're qualified. Going to pull a winner at the end of the day. Best of luck to you. Just think, it'll be a week from tomorrow. ACL will be 1 week away on Friday. There are alleged rumors that there is supposed to be a cold front next week. Again, I take all of this, I wouldn't even say with a grain of salt. I'd say with like a whole salt shaker. I will take it with a whole salt shaker that there's going to be some kind of cold front moving in for ACL. I'll take it with grain of salt that there's a cold front before Christmas. I don't even remember what cold weather feels like. I don't even remember what 60 degree temperatures feel like. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Fingers crossed. Hey, big news, Super Bowl news. This is always a big announcement around this time of year. Who's going to do the annual halftime show at the Super Bowl. This year, we get not one, oh no, but two performers at the Super Bowl this year. Jennifer Lopez, who is having a moment this year at age 50. I'm 50. I can kick. Anyway, it's old Saturday Night Live reference there. Jennifer Lopez turned 50 earlier this year. She is in the new movie Hustlers, which I did see, and it's really good. Some Oscar buzz about that for J-Lo. And now she will be co-hosting the Super Bowl halftime show. So congratulations to her and her co-host. I don't know what their co-host, co-headliner. I'm not sure what the setup is. Shakira. So that'll be a really good show. Excited for that. Last year's show was all over the map. Let's just say Maroon 5, Big Boy Travis Scott, SpongeBob. I mean, I feel like there was maybe too many cooks in the kitchen for that show. So we'll see how this year's Jennifer Lopez, Shakira halftime show goes. When are they going to announce the Puppy Bowl halftime show? I think it's a kitten halftime show, usually. I like how I'm pretending like I don't know. It's absolutely a kitten halftime show. I know it all the time. Anyway, so congratulations to Shakira and Jennifer Lopez. That'll be interesting to see. Obviously, a lot of Latin flavor there and South American flavor. So that will be fun to see what they come up with. And it's in Miami, so I think you'll see a heavily themed Super Bowl halftime show. That'll be fun. Looking forward to that. Other stuff going on today. It's been a lot of ACL today. I'm trying to think of what else I've been talking about today on the radio. I did mention this about this story about the guy who called the cops like 20 times in the UK. He just kept calling the cops, and they'd answer the phone, and he wouldn't say anything. He would just burp into the phone. Just burping away. They arrested him for public nuisance. He wasn't in public, technically. Or it was just creating a nuisance. I might have read it wrong. That wouldn't make any sense. Anyway, it was a nuisance either way. Acid reflux is a nuisance, all right? This guy is the real victim. So that's going on. Finally, one more quick story before I get out of here that I wanted to hit on. If you were in a fight with your significant other, there is a psychologist now who says that the one thing you should not say to your significant other, there's one word you shouldn't use, and it's not the word you think. It's not an F-bomb. Fun fact. I thought that's what it was going to be. No. The word is should. You should not say the word should if you're in a fight with your significant other. Like, you should do this because it has apparently a negative connotation and it creates negative energy. So does an F-bomb, though. I will. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's two words. Maybe you shouldn't say either one of those. Play it safe, gentlemen. Play it safe. All right, this has been your Backstage Pass for Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Oh, I'm so excited. It's going to be a good weekend. So excited. Have a wonderful night, and I'll talk to you guys on Friday. See ya.